Happy New Year! This is the last day of the year 2002. It is also the last Earth First Radio news show for a while. It's not that there isn't any more news available. I have 40 or more pages of backed up news stories that I haven't been able to broadcast yet, and 40 to 50 emails come in each day with more news just waiting for my attention. As you heard in Oak's commentary yesterday, the destruction of the planet continues every minute of every day, and efforts to slow, stop, and reverse that awful trend continue to consume the lives of many of this Earth's wiser inhabitants daily. The problem, for me, is that I have been doing Earth First Radio News for almost 6 years without a break. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy doing radio news production, and I will do it again, I'm sure. I just need time to get some other things done right now. Radio production is a very time-consuming effort. Every minute you hear on the air has 20 or 30 minutes of production effort behind it that you don't hear. There's researching the stories, countless hours finding the news that is of interest and concern to direct action environmentalists. Next comes editing the stories. Earth First Radio News is a 5-minute show, and every story has to be edited to fit. Sometimes there are 4 or 5 stories about the same action or event, each with something to add. Reading and including all those bits takes time. Once a show is ready to produce, reading it is the fun part, actually the shortest part, too. Sometimes I make mistakes and have to re-record, but you never get to hear that because after reading comes audio editing. Everything I read gets edited, filtered, companded, the levels adjusted, the length adjusted to exactly 5 minutes, and then compressed to MP3 format. Thanks to computer audio processing, this doesn't take very long, but it all adds up. When the show is in the can, then it has to be distributed. I produce a CD that I take to Free Radio Santa Cruz so that they can broadcast the shows, and I also upload the weekly shows to the internet so that other stations can broadcast them too. All this takes lots of hours each and every week. Many of the stories I read are researched by others, and I want to thank them for their efforts because they form the backbone of Earth First Radio News. Foremost among these are the Earth Liberation Front Press Office, the Animal Liberation Front Press Office, Earth Liberation Prisoners Press Office, Sea Shepherd Society, Cascadia Forest Alliance, and all the folks working on all the Earth First groups and the many other activist news organizations who do this work for free, on their own time, and from the front lines of the environmental movement. The most prolific of these in terms of news are the Center for Biological Diversity, Buffalo Field Campaign, North Coast Earth First, and Wild Rockies Earth First. These 4 groups have, over the years, sent out lots of press releases and contributed greatly to Earth First Radio News. Then there are Greenpeace, the Wilderness Society, EPIC, Native Forest Network, American Forest, Predator Conservation Alliance, and the countless other nonprofit groups who get down to the earth and send out lots of information about their actions and campaigns. These folks, way too numerous to mention all of them, are your neighbors who work within their bioregions and worldwide to fight for biodiversity. Then there are also other news organizations dedicated to bringing information specifically about the environment and environmentalists. By far the best of these is the Environment News Service, and especially Kat Lazaroff, who writes the most insightful and interesting environmental news stories that I know of. Next is Reuters Environmental News. This is a commercial news gathering service, but their scope is huge, and their daily updates bring many of the overseas environmental news stories that I present. The newcomers with news on the internet are the independent media centers around the globe that provide stories from the front lines about news that commercial news organizations can't, don't, or won't cover. Born in Seattle and now found globally, IMCs are the best thing on the internet and provide hope for the future of all nonviolent direct action struggles for the environment and environmental peace. Then there's the free radio movement, sometimes called pirate radio. Born of restrictive national radio policies in Europe and now a worldwide phenomenon, community-based low-power radio can reach millions of people a day without the heavy hand of state control over them. I am proud to be a part of Free Radio Santa Cruz, one of the longest-running stations in the United States. Another part of the free radio movement is the A-Infos radio project at www.radioforall.net, where many free radio programmers share their programs with other stations. You can find past Earth First Radio programs there, as well as many other great shows. Finally, I want to thank my family for the many hours they have sacrificed so that I could produce these Earth First Radio shows. They have countless times stopped doing something so that I could lay down 4 or 5 minutes of audio. Now, finally, I will have more time to spend with them and on the environment. Thank you all. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come and buy, send a friend.